7:30. Listen to the weatherman. 99.7 DJX. Pete and Joe.
DJX, Kentuckiana weather. Mostly sunny today. The high 88. Yellow is the color of sun rays. 72 now at DJX. DJX, the number one hit music station with the Pete and Joe Morning Show and Soul to Soul, 7:34. Hey, promised we'd tell you about the U of L thing this weekend. It's going on Friday. It's the Back to Class Bash, and Jim Parker's going to broadcast live from the DJX Giant Boombox at Threckled Field. Funny how the spelling has changed since yesterday. On the east side of campus. Live music, food, and games start at 1 o'clock. Bring a can of food for Kentucky Harvest. But please, Pete and Joe rule number 27, no lima beans.
That rule is now starting to spread. Jim Parker says it now, so yeah, the cause is strong.
That's U of L's Back to Class Bash this Friday from the number one hit music station.
Speaking of sports, by the way. Oh, they know that. That new Paul Hornung show tonight about sports.
Coming
live from Liberty Street
live
on Channel
on
11.
Cable, yeah.
8 o'clock. Also, speaking of sports, did you see the new cover of Sports Illustrated? It's kind of wacky. They have... Oh! Well, it is wacky. Wait till you hear why. They have Jimmy the Greek's
Pete,
body.
Just violated Pete and Joel rule number 62, by the way.
Jimmy the Greek's body with Pete Rose's head. It's interesting. It's wacky, see?
No, it fits there.
Yes, they do, just like Oprah and Margaret thing on TV Guide.
Hey, listen, right. Before, what time is the Paul Hornung show tonight?
8 o'clock. Jimmy the Greek people.
They're going to be on the cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gosh darn it.
Well, tape it.
I wanted to go over there and, like, just sit at a table near all the action and go, hey, can we get some calamari over here? What is with this place, huh?
I think the show's probably taped. Is it live?
It's live, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
I think it's live.
All right.
Live.
They take calls?
I don't know.
Boo!
It's on the We'll Play Anything channel, isn't it?
Channel 11, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. We'll good evening. Paul Hornung. You're on Sports Talk with Paul Hornung.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any concert tickets to give away?
I can see it happening. Just like
Jimmy the Greek's body... Pete Rose's head.
Okay. 7:36.
Right there.
And, of course...
I thought it was a quality joke.
Answering Machine Olympics coming up at DJX. Let's check that traffic, Jack Andrews. What's going on?
Well, northbound 65 around St. Catherine is slow. Police drove through there. There's nothing there. It's just a lot of heavy traffic this morning. Other than that, just normal delays. I'm Jack. That's traffic on DJX.
7:39. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise? It's time once again... for the Answering Machine Olympics.
Hey, real quick, that sports show is on Storer Cable, Channel 11. Okay? Don't want to confuse anybody. Lou Holtz is going to be the special guest.
What other cable company is there?
Oldham County, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess Oldham. And
then
also
over in Indiana.
In Indiana, too. Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, number one today is from Gene Smith.
Gene.
Gene.
Well... I've been found guilty. I'm banned from answering machines for life for leaving stupid messages just like this one. In about a year, I'll try to get reinstated and leave another stupid message. In the meantime, you know what to do.
Well,
Pete Rose there.
There you go.
Number two today is from Marlo Wood.
Marlo who, Thomas? Thing to me,
but not really.
Yeah, that's the best part of the message.
Yeah,
there.
Kind of an annoying message.
That tone.
What if somebody called her and was going to offer her a job, and then heard that? Think they'd change their mind?
Yeah, if it was Actors Theater calling, certainly would.
Finally, Marvin Thompson with answering machine number three.
Marvin Thompson. Marvin Thompson.
Hello. I've been balled up, held up, held down, hung up, bulldozed, blackjacked, walked on, cheated, squeezed, and mooched. Struck for war tax, excess profit tax, state dog tax, and sin tax. Liberty bonds, baby bonds, and the bonds of matrimony. Red cross, green cross, and the double cross. Asked to help the Society of John the Baptist, GAR, Women's Relief Corps, Men's Relief, and Stomach Relief. I've worked like hell and have been worked like hell. Have been drunk and got others drunk. Lost all I had, and now because I won't spend and lend all the little I earn and go beg, borrow, or steal, I have been cussed, discussed, boycotted, talked to and talked about, lied to and lied about, held up, hung up, robbed, and damn near ruined. And the only reason I'm sticking around now is to see what the hell your message is. Listen for the beat.
What, did this guy just get thrown out of Congress recently or something?
And you thought you were having a bad day.
Yes, so.
Cheers me up.
Oh, boy.
Let's recap. Number one was from Gene Smith. He's been banned from answering machines. He's going to try and get reinstated in a year. Wah, wah. Number two was that mystery message. We're not sure.
I have this feeling you and I are going to die within the next day now.
Was that Gone with the Wind or what? Marlo Wood.
Who knows?
And number three was Marvin Thompson having a terrible day.
All right, there you go. 571-HITS, 1-800-622-HITS. It's time for you to call and vote. This is kind of like the,
Yes?
The...
Hurry up.
Well, never mind.
Well, we have great prizes. World Wrestling Federation tickets.
Oh, boy.
Breakfast in bed.
Oh, boy.
From... From, well, I'll tell you in a minute. I have it written down here.
DJ X, Karen White on the number one hit music station at 751. And this is the Pete and Joe Morning Show. Glad to have you along this morning, everybody. I think it's about time that we determine the winner in the Answering Machine Olympics.
It was kind of tough today, totaling up the votes here. We had one vote for number 10.
Number 10.
One vote for Henry Lee Summer. But the most votes went to answering machine number three.
Hello. I've been balled up, held up, held down, hung up, bulldozed, blackjacked, walked on, cheated, squeezed, and mooched. Struck for war tax, excess profit tax, state dog tax, and sin tax. Liberty bonds, baby bonds, and the bonds of matrimony. Red cross, green cross, and the double cross. Asked to help the Society of John the Baptist, GAR, Women's Relief Corps, Men's Relief, and Stomach Relief. I have worked like hell and have been worked like hell, have been drunk and got others drunk. Lost all I had, and now because I won't spend and lend all the little I earn and go beg, borrow, or steal, I have been cussed, discussed, boycotted, talked to and talked about, lied to and lied about, held up, hung up, robbed, and damn near ruined. And the only reason I'm sticking around now is to see what the hell your message is. Listen for the beat.
Happy guy.
He needs a prize. And we've got one for him.
What have we got?
Let me see here. Oh, yeah, okay. A pair of tickets to the World Wrestling Federation Championships Wednesday.
Oh, boy!
September 20th at Louisville Gardens. Oh, make that four tickets. And bring the family. Also, a gift certificate from Bedside Manners. That's good for a delivered bedside breakfast.
Wow.
May I recommend these steak and eggs?
Bedside Manners. Have to have them send something over here.
Steak and two eggs, any way you like them. Fresh squeezed orange juice, milk, coffee, or tea, and a choice of fruit and bread.
Whew. That's nice.
Yeah, they have a whole menu here I've been going through.
All right.
So congratulations to Marvin Thompson.
Throw in the obligatory Pete and Joe coffee mug.
You betcha.
Sip his coffee as well. All right, congratulations, Marvin. We'll do the Answering Machine Olympics again next week. So be here at 99.7 DJX.